Blog Talk Radio.
As always, we like to start the show with allowing you to stretch. Stretch your arms, one to the right, one to the left. Just stretch it out. That's right. Yes, that's how we start here on Yoga Talk. Yoga Talk. The show made for radio, because you can see that I got 1 foot over my right shoulder from the back. I've got the other foot going through underneath my right arm, and I'm holding it, but my left arm is also going between my leg area and coming up into my right on my mouth, so I can hold my lip like this, and it is perfect. You should see it. It is absolutely the most perfect yoga position ever. This is going to be great. This is going to be our greatest show ever. Wait, this hurts like heck.
Crazy, mad, insane world. Weevils wobble, but they don't fall down. Pass it on.
This space is for rent. How much are you willing to pay?
Cool, Mr. Oliver Goat Cheese.
Crazy, mad, insane world.
Easy to fish, easy to whine, easy to moan, easy to cry, easy to feel like there ain't nothing in your life. Harder to work, harder to strive, harder to be glad to be alive. But it's really worth it if you give it a try. Easy to fish, easy to whine, easy to moan, easy to cry, harder to work, harder to strive, harder to be glad to be alive.
It takes one to know one. Jack rules. Here is your host, Jack Hatfield.
Wow, how is everyone?
This is weird because it's called the Jack Hatfield Show, and I happen to be named Jack Hatfield. So this is magical how we got together. I'm not kidding. We are here to talk about a whole bunch of stuff because, great day, we've missed a lot. It has been a little over 3 weeks since our last episode, and I apologize, but life gets in the way, and all of my Flynn hosts failed. So there you have it. We've had a long time not together, but now we're here. And real quick, I want to say Happy Thanksgiving to everyone who had a Thanksgiving 2 weeks ago. And then I want to say Merry Christmas to all the people that are having a Christmas in 2 weeks. So, what's it? 3 weeks. Something like that. Anyway, so I wanted to make sure to get all the holidays in since this show is kind of in the middle of the two. We have lots to talk about. I don't want to get serious during this show. I really don't, but I know it's going to get serious somewhere because some of our topics today. Oh, it's just absolutely obscene, some of the things I'm going to talk about. Okay, so why not get started? First off, before we get in and delve into the good, the bad, the ugly, let's talk about some good. What I am planning for you, my fabulous, wonderful, massive, fast-growing number of listeners next year, will blow your mind. We are putting it all together. I'm serious. It is coming together in one big package that you'll be able to understand how to be motivated, how to be successful, what it takes to gain business customers, what it takes to gain customers of any kind, what it takes to have a happier life, what it takes to be healthier, what it takes to make sure you don't have headaches from your technology, what it takes to make people find out who you are if you want them to. What it takes to be an absolute 100% success. Coming to you in a package. And no, it's not one package that you're going to purchase and then you're never going to listen to. That's an amazing stat, is it not? This stat blows my mind. People will buy books, but the average person reads 2 chapters in the book. 2. And then put it on the bookshelf, go, oh yeah, I read that, it was great. Yeah, I read that, it was fantastic. Speaking of fantastic, my libation at the moment is a hot and tasty toddy of Ganoderma extract and coffee. Very soon I'm going to tell you exactly how you can obtain stuff like that. But we're embarking on a whole new initiative, a whole new way to approach this. My speeches and seminars are coming to a town near you next year. I am so excited. My third book will be released next year. 2 other books will be released digitally next year. Over 10 minor ebook ebooks. Not really a whole book, but 10 minor ebooks will be released next year. A video series will be released very soon coming up. Our magazine on disease and the diet. We've had 8 issues so far. We're going to make that a monthly issue. That's right. A monthly issue for you to purchase. We're also going to open up the ability. I have so many people go, you know what? I don't have an Earth Fair near me. I don't have a Whole Foods near me. And, you know, I don't have a Kroger near me. I don't have a Bilo near me. Well, then you live out somewhere. And maybe it's just the people I'm talking to. I guess it's the problem. I guess what they're really saying is that it's very difficult for me to grab the products that aren't killing me from the grocery stores that are near me. And that is true. You have to be vigilant to make sure you're buying the right items. Trust me, I know. Oh, there's over 188,000 items in a grocery store with soy in it. Wow. You can't escape it. Why is it in everything? It didn't exist 20 years ago. Do I need to keep bringing that up? I think so, because no one's understanding it. Anyway, this is not going to be the show of soy. Even though every show should be soy. We're launching so many new things. We're going to have, like I said, we're launching the magazine, monthly magazine. We're going to get involved with other magazines in which we're going to push. We're going to have a health article in another magazine, which I'm going to announce next show, hopefully. We're going to have our disease and diet seminars. We're going to have motivational seminars. With the subtitle of Is this all there is? As you look around you right now, is this all there is? Now, some of you on listening on the other side of this is going, you know what? If this is all there is, then this is great. But then there are others looking around going, if this is all there is, I have sucked at it. And if you're ready, you're sick and tired of it, of being sick and tired, you're sick and tired of a menial existence, we are going to pull you out of it. There is a concerted effort right now to make you feel like you're deserving of success when you do nothing. There's a concerted effort to make you feel like success is simply just anything you see on any sitcom, and you should be happy about it. There's a concerted effort to bring about an envious nation. There's a concerted effort to tell your kid as you're walking down the street, look at that guy in that Cadillac, Rolls Royce, BMW, Lexus. You know, why does he deserve to drive that car? Why can't we drive that car? There's a concerted effort that's an okay attitude, and I'm here to tell you that's not the case. The attitude should be, wow. And if you desire a car like that, I want a car like that. Not, I want to tear down the guy driving it now so that I can feel better about myself. Is there not a concerted effort that everyone is bad out in the media? The media will rise people up and then tear them down just as fast because they tweeted something that is off-putting or they're getting a divorce or whatever. There's a concerted effort to make you feel better about yourself by tearing someone else down. And I want to stop that. And that's what we're going to do. Next year, I am so excited of what you're going to see and hear from us. We're creating a brand new division of the company to give you the solutions. When I look you in the eye during a seminar or a speech, and I say, you've got to start doing this, guess what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to give you the solution. That's right. You're going to be able to grab the services that we're telling you to get right off the bat. A lot of people have speeches and campaigns and seminars and all kind of stuff and say, you need to be doing this. And then they let you swing in the wind and never telling you how you get to go do that. Well, guess what? After I say you need to be doing this, I'm going to say, and if you can't find it yourself, here's solution X. Unheard of in the motivational industry. Had to take a sip there in between that word. Unheard of in the motivational industry. This is going to be life-changing. We're going to change lives. We're going to make millionaires. We're going to make gazillionaires. And the biggest thing we're going to do, you know, notwithstanding the amount of money anybody wants to make, they can make it as much as they want. We're going to help them do it. But what we're going to help more people be is happy with the decisions they've made in their life. And we're going to make it to where you're okay with changing where you are in life without freaking out. I've seen so many ladies get beaten by a man and come out, I help them, and then they go back. We're going to make it okay to say, you know what, I don't need that. I have higher self-esteem. He's not worth it. I'm tired of dealing with the crap. We're going to make that easy to say. We're going to make it fun for you to say. Also going to make it fun for you to say, you know what, I'm tired of helping people that can help themselves. Oh, did he? No, he did not. And by being able to help themselves, meaning we can show you exactly what you need to do. In fact, we're going to show you a way that you can go get it done. And if you still choose to not be happy or not succeed, there's nothing else we can do. Now, that's unheard of. There's motivational speakers out there that says they can help everybody. And they keep saying it over and over and over. Well, if anybody, buy this, and we'll help you. Well, yes, we're going to have items to sell. Not going to lie. But I'm not going to sit here and say, buy this, over and over and over, and give you a false sense of hope. I don't want someone who's constantly, I don't want the customer constantly seeking to purchase more and remaining the same. I do not want the customer to say, I know I bought your first book and it helped me do nothing really. So I bought another book and it showed me the way and it even told me a couple solutions and yet I'm still not happy. So I went and bought a audio tape from you, and it got me really excited. And I, after 6 months of after listening to your tape, I looked around and I was in the exact same spot. How many people you know like that? How many people you know go out and buy the latest self-help book. Read two chapters, put it on their bookshelf, and nothing changes. I'm going to give you in my speeches, I'm going to give you absolutely specific ways to make it happen. I'm making a list while I talk because my brain goes faster than what I'm saying. So y'all have to hang on. Good. I'm making a note. My pen is writing only every other word. I mean, every other letter. Ah, what is up with this? Okay. So again, yes, just wrote notes. I actually wrote notes on something else I'm going to create for you. I actually just came up with another item that we need to put out. And then on this radio show, we're going to have segments to help you in the exact areas that we're going to find. Okay, we're going to have the Stanley Fix America Minute. Because remember, we all are still about that. We just knew we had to back up a little. We're going to have a health segment. Right? We're going to have a technology segment. How about that? A little bit of technology for you. Like today's technology segment's real short, but I'll share it with you now. Samsung has unveiled their AMOLED screen. That's right. It's going to be a phone or a tablet where the screen can bend and go in your pocket. And then you can see through it, and then you and the person on the other side of the screen can actually read different items, and you can see that person through that screen. How about that? That's a neat technology minute for me. Or how about this? How about this? This actually, I don't know what this would go under. What is this going to go over? How about should scare the back out of you? That's what I think this should go over. All right, I wasn't going to start the show yet. I'm trying to get you excited over what's coming because I'm serious. I can talk about what's coming for the next hour and a half, but it's going to be fabulous. You stay tuned. We'll be getting started in 2 seconds. That's up and coming, and start getting all the teasers and the tantalizing tidbits, you follow me on Twitter, and you like us on that other one. That's right. Follow Twitter and like us, and you can get up to date, up to the minute, all the time, words of wisdom. We're also going to start other Twitter accounts. We've already got the Fix the Family, Fix America Twitter account. That is about to tweet every day on parenting. Well, actually, it's the four things, remember? Positive fathering, make a difference in mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. That's right. So Fix Family, Fix America. We're going to be doing that. We're also going to have our technology. Twitter campaign, which is going to tweet to you little tidbits that we find cool in technology world. It's going to be neat. Why is my pen? I'm making notes of stuff that I'm not really saying, but this pen is writing only every other single solitary. Very strange. It's like there's something on the paper or there's something not working in the pen. Anyway, okay, where was I?
Doobie-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da. Well, that's not working. We'll come back to that. Anyway, here's the segment of Should Scare the Bat Crap Out of You. There is a they call it a historic agreement with a historic archive. That's right, this is historic. Bill LaFerge, the Digital Initiatives Program Manager. Is that fancy or what? Bill LaFerge, the Digital Initiatives Program Manager, the guy who is asking for this. He works at the Library of Congress as the Digital Initiatives Program Manager, where he is concerned with protecting the nation's digital information infrastructure and preserving the data. Do you understand what I'm about to tell you? This man's on a mission to grab everything digital and archive it for the rest of eternity. And guess what he did? Guess what he signed up to do first? He went on over to this little website and found out they've got a bunch of servers. And those servers have every single solitary piece of information that has ever passed through its channel. And he is grabbing those servers. Let me tell you where he went. He went on over to Twitter. That's right. I just told you about our initiatives on Twitter. And now we're going to be in the Library of Congress. In fact, every single tweet that has ever been tweeted is going to the Library of Congress. Billions and billions and billions of tweets. Bill LaFerge claims it to be a unique record of our time. What? How is Twitter a unique record of our time? The only time Twitter has made the news is when someone messed up and put something that someone deemed inappropriate on Twitter. The rest of the time, remember I had an article, we discussed a study, I think it was 6 months ago, 75% of all tweets was nothing but, I mean, spaghetti. So now there's billions and billions and billions of I am currently using the restroom tweets in the Library of Congress. Every single tweet since the beginning of Twit. Going to the Library of Congress. Do you think that something you said when you were 12 on your Twitter account and you try to do something big when you're 40, you don't think someone that doesn't like you is not going to have access to those tweets from 12 years old? When you could possibly wrote, Bill Withers is a poo-poo head? The Library of Congress to receive the entire Twitter archive. And here's what LaFerge's more excited about. He said the benefit for the Library of Congress to receive this large of a data set. That's right, this large. They didn't say how big. They didn't say how many Google flips are in this thing. They did say that there's pretty nifty experimentation and invention to develop the tools and process to be able to move all of that data to the Library of Congress. Researchers, get this, here's the key. What I just say, researchers will be able to look at the Twitter archive as a complete set of data, which they could then data mine for interesting information. Here's what Lafergie says. There have been studies involved with what are the moods of the public at various times of the day in reaction to certain kinds of news events. There's all these interesting kinds of mixing and matching that can be done using the tweets as a big set of data. And here's another thing to foreshadow what is to come. Lafergie said it has been difficult, but we firmly believe we have to do this kind of thing because we anticipate we'll be bringing in large data sets again in the future. Maybe everything everyone's ever searched for on Google. Maybe every single solitary thing you've ever posted on Facebook. Maybe every single solitary job offer you've ever got on LinkedIn. Do you grasp what's happening? Now get this, the National Archives and Records Administration is also about to archive their own social media postings and emails as potential government records. What? Do you understand that, ladies and gentlemen? I know I, for one, am a little concerned. So, since we're all going to be part of the Library of Congress, we need to follow it so you can see what we're going to say before we get to it. That's right, Floyd. Twitter.com/JackHatfield. Tell you what I ate yesterday. Well, I actually tell you what we ate earlier. I went to the grocery store, and again, vigilance. Did you know Sloppy Joe Manwich sauce? Second ingredient, high fructose corn syrup. You can't escape it. Why can't they sugar it? I mean, seriously, why? Oh, yeah. To make Manwich sauce, only 99 cents. You know what I did? I went and bought my own organic tomato paste, my own organic fire-roasted tomatoes, organic peppers, organic onions, organic beef, and buffalo meat. Fried it up with some garlic. Well, put it in a pan. Chopped green peppers, red peppers, yellow peppers, and onions. Sauteed that with garlic and coconut oil. Placed all of that with some tomato paste, two measly small teaspoons of organic sugar, because organic tomatoes are already sweet. They're so awesome. Put some fire-roasted tomato pieces, crushed tomatoes in there. Sauteed the whole bunch with certain other spices, especially smoked paprika. And lots of other spices. And that's there. That there is what you're going to need to know when you go to make them yourself. But we're going to start putting out recipes on our health minute and our health blog. So, again, that's more stuff coming down the line. But anyway, all of that put together, I will put that up again. You get some ground beef and throw in a can of Manwich on it and saying, here's some Sloppy Joe. I will put mine up, that, what I just made, up against all day long. Put that in a whole wheat oatmeal bran pita. And you are set for a fun-filled dinner evening. I happen to eat 19 of them. Do not judge me. All right. Now, it's getting near Christmas, is it not? I know what you did. You went to Black Friday, didn't you? Oh, you didn't. I didn't either. But you thought about it the day or after, a couple days later. You were like, well, I guess I could go see what they got. And you got there, and they got nothing. Sold out. Totally. Everything. Nothing there. And that's horrendous. I know. It's horrendous. But let me tell you what you can do. I can tell you of a place that stuff's not sold out, and it's really, really, really cool. You get yourself over to toddlertracks.com. Underneath the menu heading of personalized products, I want you to check out books that your kids' names will be in. It'll be a My Name book. Do you know that they also have other personalized products where you can get your name in a song? You can get your child's name in a song. Amy B. from Atlanta, Georgia writes, my son Nathan shouts, play my name, mommy, every time we get in the car. He loves hearing his name in the song. And he thinks it's fun to clap his hands and stomp and think they're an accounting song. Kids love to hear their name in lights and see it in books. And you want to talk about an awesome Christmas gift, grandparents and parents, you go to toddlertracks.com, go into personalized products, and buy one of those books. You get to put, let me tell you all the stuff you get to put in there. You put in child's first name, child's middle name, child's last name, gender, all kind of stuff. You put in the names on the stockings that are going to be shown in the book. You get to put in a dedication, who's sending the book, the year the book will be given, so it'll be dated. And it's all built, processed, and sent to you right before Christmas. This is one of the best things that you can give the gift of reading, not only that, the gift of knowledge, not only that, and the gift of seeing excitement on the child's face when they see their name in the book. The power of reading, is being lost, and we got to get it back. And one of the ways you can get it right back is to give them a book. And something that kids love to read is their own name. And you personalize that thing right there at toddlertracks.com. So go there, do all your Christmas shopping, get it done at toddlertracks.com. I guarantee you, you won't find this stuff here, and you are going to love it, and the people that receive it will love it too. It's not only economic, it's also family. A 38-year-old woman entered Texas Health and Human Services Commission demanding to speak to a supervisor. She was upset. She had been denied food stamps. Now, I've got to tell you, I just read where food stamp has risen from, I think it was like 11 million to 14 million. Or 14 to 33 million. I forgot what I read, but it. It's an absolute travesty how many people are having to get on food stamps in this day and age. And one of the reasons is they've made it very easy for you to get on food stamps. They have lowered the limits so that you can get on food stamps easier. And right now in this economy, that's fantastic. 38-year-old woman was denied food stamps. She ran into Texas Health and Human Services, demanded to speak to a supervisor. Then she pulled out a handgun and started walking through the office, threatening several employees. She took one office supervisor hostage in a room. And after 2 hours of negotiation, she allowed the male supervisor to go free. Here's the fun part of this story. Her kids were with her. A 10-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl. At 11:45 p.m. last night, she hung up the phone with negotiators. And they heard 3 shots. Not going to go into all the details about where those shots were fired or why or all that good stuff, but I do have to say that right now the children were airlifted to a hospital and they are in extremely critical condition. The mother is dead. She was turned down because her application, at the moment, all they have found is she was turned down because her application was incomplete. Not that she was making too much or didn't qualify. So very sad night. Woman kills herself because she's denied food stamps. Here's another fun article on the economy. If you live in Detroit, this is the start of something I think is major, because I'm sorry, but it's always, for all of my life, all of my childhood that I can remember, if you're in a car and you see a cop with their lights on, followed by a hearse and then a whole bunch of people with their lights on, we've always pulled over. Always pulled over. And I can remember when I was a little kid, I was like, why are we pulling over? And mom and dad would say there's a funeral. And as a kid, you look out the window and there's a police car followed by the hearse and then the family. And then through time, as you grow up, you sit there and you do the same thing. When you're the driver, you pull over. You see that cop car and you see that hearse and you see the string of lights and you pull over. No one does that anymore. Do y'all know that? That's not even taught anymore. sign of respect. Well, not in Detroit anymore. Detroit, cash-strapped Detroit, are now stopping free police escorts for funerals. Now, again, I said free. Police chief. Ralph Godby said it's a drain on our resources. He will go talk to funeral homes about offering police escorts for customers who choose it as part of the cost of a funeral. Here we go. Other cities that have made the same decision include Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Minneapolis, and Atlanta. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to write that list down. Detroit, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Minneapolis, and Atlanta are cities that have stopped free police escorts for funerals. I can see one side of the coin. A lot of people in one place, a lot of people dying. Not enough cops. Rural areas, everywhere that I've lived and seen, it just seems like it would be horrendous to not see a cop stopping people at a traffic light to let the funeral go through. Because one thing I've been in so many funeral processions, one thing you never had to do was really stop and wait on traffic or stop at a light. You just always got that go, that respect. Everyone in this line don't feel too happy right now. And we're sorry, so we're going to let you go. Now we're losing that. Now we're losing that. Government gone wild. Well, cash-strapped cops are now stopping funeral processions. Vicki Bell and her boyfriend managed to escape from their trailer home, did not have time to grab many personal belongings. Miss Bell from Tennessee said the blaze was terrifying. She stood helplessly by and watched her home and valuables go up in flames. Can you imagine how she felt? Can you imagine also how she felt as she looked away from the blaze for just a moment down the street, potentially lost in thought? And what she saw were fire trucks parked along the side of the road, sitting in the distance and coming and doing nothing to help. How could this be? What's going on? Did they not see the fire? You know, what's happening? Firefighters were dispatched and they were on the scene. However, again, they let the home burn down. Here's why. The fire department in that town asks residents to pay a $75 a year fee to be covered in the rural areas. Let me repeat that. The fire department collects a $75 a year fee for them to cover you because you don't live in the city limits. Mayor David Crocker says there are no exceptions. His statement is, of course, if we make exceptions, then no one would pay the fee. I agree with that. Now, Miss Bell, here's an amazing stat, knew about the fee and said she decided to never pay it because she thought a fire would never happen to her. You want protection, you need to pay. We need your $75. Not only that, just in October, another homeowner named Gene Kranick said he had forgotten to pay the fee, begged firemen with the money to put out the fire, and they refused. Mr. Kranick lost his wife, Paulette, his three dogs, and a cat in the house. Now, this is an interesting psychoanalysis that we must do for a second. I can hear rumblings of the world saying she knew the rules, she refused to follow the rules. I can hear rumblings of the world saying what heartless bastards those firemen are. Or how can the mayor say that? How could he be so cruel? Many times, and this is an extension of what we're going to be telling you next year, many times people do not weigh the cost of doing nothing. Many people do not weigh the cost of indecision. In this lady's case, she lost everything she ever owned because she didn't want to pay the $75 fee. Now, that was her decision. She knew about the fee, didn't pay the fee. But what about the guy who had the money right there? Isn't that the same as paying the fee? No, you're late now. $10 charge. The firemen were simply following rules. They respond to call because someone said fire. That's what they do. But on the way there, they do a double check, cross-reference. Has Miss Bell paid the fee? And on the way there, the sirens get silenced, and the fire trucks sit and watch. Because the fee was not paid. Do you think they could instigate a rule that says if we put out your fire and you hadn't paid your fee, you now owe all the fees you haven't paid plus? Do you think you could do that? And then how would you possibly get that money? How many people around Miss Bell do you think paid the $75 fee the next day? How many people around Miss Bell of her friends and family that if the fire department put the fire out could have raised the $75 plus penalty of $75 and $150 for her to be so happy that they put her fire out? This is deep. I bet you with the press this occurred, there's an influx of $75 fees to the fire department this week. I bet from this radio station, from this radio show alone, some of you will actually feel very bad and just send in $75 for a random address that hasn't paid. Because I know my audience, and I know you're sitting there going, and you're torn, you're absolutely torn by what I just said. There's a $75 fee. You pay the fee, and we'll put out the fire. There's a fee for protection when you're outside a certain area. The question I have in that respect is, does the couple pay property taxes in that county of the fire department? You could go down another road that way, couldn't you? You certainly could. You could say, well, that all of the taxes paid by all the stuff and all of the people are supposed to go to be protected by police and fire. What happens if Mrs. Bell's boyfriend shot Miss Bell in that trailer? Do the cops go halfway and go, did you pay your fee? Oh, no, I can't believe he just brought this up. What happens if Miss Bell shot her boyfriend and they didn't pay their fee and they just go, oh, no problem. And then the coroner gets called. He gets all the way to the driveway, sees the address, finds out they didn't pay their $75 coroner fee, never goes and picks up the dead body. Well, what happens if Miss Bell pays her trash fees and the dumps boyfriend into the garbage? The trash people got their money. Suddenly, boyfriend is now in the back of a truck crushed with garbage. How did this go from where I was to where I am? Because
when does it end? And where does the responsibility lie?
If you're going to give services and you're going to say it's our job to do X, 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 how can one portion of the services say you didn't pay a fee?
Look, I pay for water. I pay for electricity. I pay for somebody to come pick up my garbage. You don't pay all that, you don't get it. And if the $75 fee is so important, put it in the taxes. Or if your budget is so wrong, figure out a way to fix the budget problem, maybe. So that you can save people's houses and lives. There's many ways to talk about this story. I just want you to sit and think about it, because it's a conundrum. It's a conundrum. Who's right, who's wrong? It's easy to sit here and say Miss Bell knew the rules. She didn't pay on. She made her own decision. Therefore, she just found out the cost of indecision. There's a cost to not being able to do something. If you don't go to Black Friday to get your $20 off your TV, you know you just lost $20 on that TV if you go buy it later. But to some people, standing in line for 17 hours doesn't seem like it's worth $20. There's a cost to an indecision and to decisions. And I have to tell you, there is way more loss to indecision and indecisiveness and do-nothingness than there ever is in doing something. Oh, I'm so glad it's this time of the show. And I'm sure you are too. That's right. From over in Britain, our good dear friend, the person that gives you a magnificent minute, she gives you an entire week's worth of class in her magnificent minute. Adele Omani, ladies and gentlemen, y'all better be following her on Twitter so you can get in the Library of Congress. Do you realize your tweets will go there? Adele should be so happy tonight. I tweeted her just the other day with a hashtag. Now that hashtag, Adele, and my tweet, Library of Congress. Don't you love it? Anyway, back to Adele. Follow her at Adele Omani, Twitter, twitter.com/Adele Omani. And, of course, go to her website, adeleomani.com. She is just oozes knowledge for you to be better at what you're doing. We're going to get her more involved in things we're doing next year. But right now, the magnificent minute of Adele Omani.
Welcome to Adele's Magic Minutes. In these minutes, I'd like to share with you answers to questions being asked in energy, and also to give you some tips and advice around how to apply those answers in your day-to-day life to start creating your abundance and become a conscious creator. Why do you make things so complicated? I have to admit, years ago, when I was going through an abusive marriage with no friends and family to turn to, I could not get it. When I would read about how easy it was to have all your desires just by being happy, I could not even begin to hope that one day I could be happy. It took me a while to begin the tentative steps of opening up my heart again, allowing myself to give and receive love. And as I did, the conditions of my life actually began to change. It took on an evolvement of me to find me, and now I really get it. It really is this simple. Live for your desires. appreciate in every moment. Only do what makes you happy. Yet mankind has made everything so complicated by competing, living through material greed and the lust for power, which has only succeeded in societies based on fear and self-doubt. All the conditioning that is cascading out through media channels, through governments to make the populace feel they have to meet a certain set of tenuous standards to be deemed socially acceptable, when they know the real power is within each and every one of us as individuals. This was my evolution on my path of a peaceful warrior, when I realized so much that was being put out there was false information, and learning to step away from that control. I'm not saying this step is easy, to clear your mind of all the conditioning thoughts and replace with fully conscious thoughts focused on you and your desires alone takes persistence, focus, and a definiteness of purpose. All traits a warrior needs. Once you begin to clear out your mind, you change your beliefs. Change your beliefs, you change the conditions of your life without question. Away from all the hype, hysteria, and conditioning, you begin to see that the power of energy is in a constant conversation with you, and at its clearest when your heart is fully open. Unconditional love is the highest form of energy, and when you love yourself, there is no jealousy, there's no resentment or lack. You understand abundance, that everyone is here to create their own, and that abundance is not limited or selective, it is free flowing. So when you can focus on your desires, live in the moment, find everything and anything to increase your happiness levels. In fact, only be, do and have what you are passionate about. Then you allow yourself to let go of resistance. You come into alignment with the energy you are and attract all experiences and opportunities to support your passion and desires. Simple. Yet so many people close their hearts down when they've been through either a personal relationship that hasn't worked, or they've been through certain areas of their life that don't seem to be working. They immediately feel that it's something wrong with them. They immediately feel that they are not worthy, or that they are too stupid, or that they are never going to be successful, never going to make anything in life. And this is so wrong. It is all about having your heart open. It's all about just learning from these experiences. It's so true when you hear that phrase, it's not the final destination, it's the journey. And I remember, I used to think, what on earth are people talking about? But it is so true. It's all about the journey. You will never have a final destination because there are always going to be more desires. As your desires come to you and you fulfill them and they start happening for you, there is always going to be a new desire. It will never, ever stop. You will never, ever say, that's it, I've got everything, I'm completely happy, I'm sorted. Because that's not the nature of energy. And as energy beings, we are here to experience. So take that big step, open your heart, let it be open. Because when you let it be open, you will be amazed at the opportunities and the experiences that start coming and flowing to you. So please, get out there, give it a go.
Crazy, mad, insane world. Weevils wobble, but they don't fall down. Pass it on.
This space is for rent. How much are you willing to pay?
Cool, Sir Oliver Goat Cheese.
Daughter. And we are very much into stopping and helping anybody with premature babies, stopping prematurity, helping other parents, because there's a premature baby born every 63 seconds. So I've got someone who needs me every 63 seconds to help them with what I went through and what I've done. And I want to help them be as much as possible. It's the reason I started the Early Journey Foundation. Feel free to go there and give as much as you can. Earlyjourneyfoundation.org. A new report just came out. Finnish researchers... Sorry, I don't have a cough button and was beginning to choke, even though I am out of my libation. I should have fixed that during the song. Finnish researchers found half-born from the young adults they tested, half-born at very low weight, less than 3.3 pounds, generally had lower scores on some measures of memory, attention, and other mental skills. They also had a lower average IQ score, though it was still in the normal range. While we know babies born, according to Katri Raikkonen, while we know babies born severely preterm generally achieve lower cognitive test scores, this is one of the first studies to look at how severely low birth weight impacts executive functioning, such as attention and visual memory. When these babies become young adults, The real-life impact of the lower test scores is not clear. Test performance for the low birth weight group was lower but still normal, according to Ray Conan. As she noted in her email about the study, some preemies fare better, some others worse, which, of course, is the case for full-term babies as well. So what did this study tell for anybody, ladies and gentlemen? You want me to tell you what this study found? And she says it, she sums it up herself. Our study shows group differences, and one cannot make individual level conclusions from these findings. She said, as far as school achievement, the preemie group was more likely to need remedial education, but academically they ended up doing as well as their peers born full term. It's not clear how to interpret that, Ray Conan said. One possibility is remedial help in school is especially helpful for preemies. On average, low birth weight group had an IQ of 102 versus 111 in the full term group. Amazingly enough, this got play. This got headlines. The headline is extreme preemies show mental deficits as adults. Do you want me to tell you why that headline is exactly what it is? When I just read to you, the person who did the study said, our study shows group differences and one cannot make individual level conclusions from these findings. In other words, she's saying her study means that it could be possible, but we found it not to be the case. There's a war that I'm going to fight every step of the way, and that's a war of people saying it's not worth it. There's a war by the choice group. And it has to be this way. Let me tell you why. Because for them to have that right to choose attitude, and a premature child comes out around the same time that they agree that it's okay to abort that child, then they have to kind of say it's okay to go ahead and abort the child even though it's out. Now, that's deep and dark and horrendous. But there's a war going on saying we could save a whole lot of money if we just stop keeping these preemies alive. About 12% of infants are born premature, ladies and gentlemen. 12%. And that's an increase. All the nickels and dimes in the world is still on an increase. Now, survival rates for those tiny preemies have increased. They have risen substantially, and that is fantastic. But premature births are also up. Now, guess what? Tiny preemies are at a higher than normal risk of health problems in the long run. Another recent study found mild learning problems in extreme preemies once they reach kindergarten. One of the things she says, even in apparently healthy infants, minor brain insults may restrict later brain plasticity and brain maturation and manifest in altered neurocognitive functioning even in young adulthood. Plasticity is what she's saying. It refers to the brain's ability to change in response to input from the environment, which includes recovering from injury. It's possible that plasticity does not fully compensate for early brain injury in some preemies. For parents of preemies, stimulating environment, sensitive parenting, those benefits, development, these benefits, development of all babies, regardless of their birth weight and length of gestation. In other words, you just said sensitive parenting and stimulating environment and hands-on parents make better kids. She also went on to say breastfeeding aids infants' development, particularly preemies. But the news article says study findings have not been consistent on that statement, so the doctor's stupid there. The doctor goes on in her own statement and says the preemies still have normal scores. Yes, as a group, the massively very low weight, not taking into account, ladies and gentlemen, their upbringing. We don't know what happened to the families of the very preemies, because I can tell you what, I've seen a lot of them crash. I've seen fathers say, I just can't do it, and run off. I've seen moms say, I can't do it, and run off. I've seen moms run off while the kid was in the NICU. And if you don't take into account parenting, where even the scientist, Ray Konin, I hope I'm saying that right, because it is Finnish spelling. It could be Ray Akinen. It could be Ray Ikkonen. Ray Konin is a lot easier to say. She says, sensitive parenting, stimulating environment, it benefits development of all babies. So does breastfeeding. But then, of course, she was pointed out, that's not consistent with what we say. Do you grasp why I'm mad at this article? Do you grasp why I am still on a mission from the Early Journey Foundation? Do you grasp why I watch my 7-year-old daughter read on a 4th-grade level and I go, wow? The headline, Extreme Preemies Show Mental Deficits as Adults, was not correct. I'm tired of the war. I'm going ahead and putting it out there that I want every preemie to survive. I'm going to go ahead and put it on record that I don't care what it takes for you as a parent to get your preemie to where he or she needs to be. You step up and you do it. And I'm also going to put on record that the war for your freedom to choose should not infringe on the preemie's right to live. But Jack, that statement is going to make some people just not listen to you anymore because they're going to think you're stupid. But you know what I'm doing from now on, ladies and gentlemen? There is no holding back. If you have a different attitude than that, there's nothing that you need from me. I'm not saying stop your freedom to choose. I'm not saying anything. In fact, remember, we are the motivation of whatever you desire. I'm the motivation of you being free to do whatever the heck you want to do. But don't extend your war to choose against the war of my preemie's life. That's what you're going to get from us all next year. It's going to be big. It's going to be massive. It's going to be incredible. I'm so excited. I have to keep talking and talking and talking about it. I'm getting ramped up. There's so many. I mean, I'm listening to things in the car at a stoplight and taking notes constantly about what we need to do. And I don't have. If you want, I'm going to go ahead and throw this out also. If you want to assist us in any manner, you write me an email. jhatfield@naturalsuccessprinciples.com, and you say, I want to be aboard this freight train that's about to run through the world. Because we're not going to sit idly by any longer. We are going to make successes out of human beings. We are going to make successes out of businesses. And we're not going to do it by just talking. We're going to do it by providing the solutions that you need. That article and that stuff. All right, I got so many things I wanted to talk about. Oh yeah. In the ever-growing saga of security and your life on Facebook, there was a security glitch today that allowed Mark Zuckerberg, the owner, the developer and creator of Facebook, allowed his personal pictures to be shown to the world. Oops. But that'll never happen again. They covered it up, fixed it, no big deal. So don't fret. Even the owner goes, I don't think I have time to talk about this. I'm going to go into this one. If you're in Atlanta, 7 syringes have been found in total at a Georgia Walmart store inside clothing. Excuse me. I don't have a cough button or a sneeze button. But I do know that we need to stop the pepper from going in the air vents. I don't know why we do that on a daily basis. That's right. Syringes are being found inside clothing. In fact, one lady said her daughter was pierced by the syringes. She put on a new pair of pajamas. Other syringes have been found inside Hello Kitty socks. What? Another shopper found a needle in a pair of trousers he bought on Black Friday. One person found a syringe in a Playtex 18-hour bra. The syringe had only been there for 16 and a half hours, though. What's going on? What is going on? It's like the Tylenol scare of the 80s. I had to bring this one up. I'm sure, I'm positive that if there was a warning to ladies, I'm positive. This is as a man, I am going to go ahead and say that 100% of the women are going to want to hear this. 100. That's right, 100%. I may not have total, you know. As a man, I don't have everything that a woman feels. I don't have all your emotions down pat. I don't have. You know, we just don't have women figured out. But I do promise this. This is a guarantee for me. You're going to want to know this. You're going to want to know this. There's been a warning. that your nipples can fall off. That's right. I'm positive. There's not one single woman listening to me that went, well, I don't want to know about that. There's not one single woman going, you know what, I'd be better off. There's just not. Well, Dr. Anthony Yun, I don't know how to say his name. It looks like Young without the G. So it's Young. He has said, and he is one of America's top plastic surgeons. I don't know how we know that, but he has said, smoking can make your nipples fall off. Your nipples fall off. Ladies. You don't want that. Now, he clarified a little bit. Let me go ahead and give you the whole story. He said that the nicotine and carbon monoxide taking in during smoking and the 9,000 other chemicals in cigarettes not found in organic tobacco or normal other natural tobacco products, he said that these things taken in during smoking can disrupt blood flow to different parts of the body, so it disrupts the healing process during surgery. So in other words, if you underwent breast lifts to perk up your chest, and then you go while you're healing, you just start, you know, taking up smoking to relax and get over it, well, your nipples can fall off. Because the toxins will act like a virtual tourniquet and effectively kill a body part by stopping blood from reaching it. Dr. Young cringes every time he sees a patient for a breast lift who is a smoker. Because he's deathly afraid that despite his warning, she will smoke after the surgery and cause her nipples to turn black and fall off. He claimed, I've seen it before. He treated one female smoker whose nipples had turned purple after smoking, caused the tiny veins in the breast to fail. He had to resort to using leeches over several days to suck out the old blood to restore the woman's nipples to a healthy pink. What's the moral of this story? Anybody? I don't know, but I'm positive you don't want your nipples to fall off. We always have a segment about this lady.
I got a crazy wife. I got a crazy wife. I got a crazy wife.
Yes, another crazy wife, 69-year-old Palm Springs woman. That's right, Virginia Valdez was arrested and charged. Wait a minute, I thought she must have made a commercial because she was arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon, spousal abuse, and mayhem. This guy should have had Allstate. It's right, Allstate, to protect you from mayhem like that guy, right? Well, you did not know that that guy had a sister. 69-year-old Palm Springs woman, Virginia Valdez, is mayhem's sister. We found her. She's now been arrested. Her 62-year-old husband, she likes him young. What do you call that one? I know there's the puma, the cougar. What's this one? I don't know. I have to look it up. Anyway, the 62-year-old husband, whose name was, of course, not released, because he's a little... It'll affect his dating life later, I'm positive. called police on Saturday evening after the alleged attack. What happened was she cut off his... cut off his stuff with a pair of scissors. Pair of scissors. The official word is officers made contact with a 62-year-old male victim who reported that his wife had attempted to sever his penis with scissors, resulting in injuries to the area. The scissors were recovered. Now, the couple has been married for 32 years, and the reason for this argument, said by both husband and wife, was a long-running marital dispute. Oh, by the way, for all of you people sitting around going, you know what, I got scissors at the office that wouldn't cut a piece of paper, much less the penis. But Sergeant Kyle Sturdeny said that Mrs. Valdez did pick the best tool for the job. She found a more heavy-duty pair of scissors than the standard office scissors. So she knew what she was doing. By the way, Mayhem's sister is 5'4", 145 pounds. And she was apparently tired of her husband having the tool. So she used the tool.
I got a crazy wife. I got a crazy wife. I got a crazy wife.
There's a song for Mr. Valdez. Whew. All right, let's see where we are. Dot the do to do to. Now, here's I'm going to go into right now 7 foods you should never eat, and these are from people that deal in foods. It's our little health segment here at the end here. The organic foods expert will not eat. Number 7. Conventional apples. If fall fruits held a most doused in pesticides contest, apples would win. Because apples are normally individually grafted, descended from a single tree, ladies and gentlemen, so that each variety maintains its distinctive flavor. As such, apples do not develop resistance to pests and are sprayed frequently. The industry maintains these residues are not harmful. However, farm workers that work at these plants have higher rates of many cancers because of the higher body burden of pesticides. That was number 7. The cancer researcher says that he will never touch milk produced with artificial hormones. That's right. Former CEO of American Cancer Society says milk producers treat their dairy cattle with oh, Lord. I'm glad I don't charge. Recombinant bovine growth hormone, or RBGH. Or RBST, as it is still known, to boost milk production. But RBGH also increases udder infections and even pus in the milk. First of all, that right there is enough, I believe, for you to stop drinking regular milk. What happens is RBGH in milk causes an insulin-like growth factor in milk. And people with high levels of IGF-1 contributes to breast, prostate, and colon cancers. When the government approved RBGH, it was thought that IGF from milk would be broken down in the human digestive tract. And as it turns out, the casein, the protein in milk, protects most of it. Ooh. The cancer researcher and former CEO of American Cancer Society says, there is not 100% proof that this is increasing cancer in humans. However, it's banned in most countries. Why is it not banned over here, FDOs? Oh, I don't know. I could go into a whole show about it. Best way to do it is find milk without artificial hormones or simply organic milk. What? What am I saying? Jack, you're such a kook. No one's going to listen to you. You smell funny, and you're ugly. That's just most of the comments I get. Fisheries expert says that he will never eat farmed salmon. Nature did not intend for salmon to be crammed into pens and fed soy, chicken doo-doo, and hydrolyzed chicken feathers. That's right. That's what I just said. I just told you, as we speak often of the common ingredient in your dog food. In fact, I saw it just the other day. Go to PetSmart tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Go look at the Greenies section. Now, Greenies is a great product. Helps your dog's breath, helps with digestion, helps them to get over their chewing, helps clean their teeth. All kind of good stuff from Greenies, right? Well, there's a little product next to Greenies. It's called Green Fun or whatever. I don't know what it's called. Greeny Thins. Or greenlings or whatever. It's just a very inexpensive version of Greenies. Greenies being $15 for 8 of them. This had like a bag of 90 for $4. Look on the back. Ingredient, flour. Second ingredient, chicken doo-doo. I'm not kidding. That's right. A bag of 900 of these greenling things being $5 or $9 or whatever it was. It was like five times the amount of Greenies. It's because the person is selling you chicken doo-doo. Chicken poo-poo. Of course, it's hidden under the auspicious terms of Animal Digest. Well, you know how many people right now are disgusted that that's even in dog food? And I know people love their dogs so much that they're now going to be mad and not go buy these things. I know several human beings that would, we make our own dog food. We don't even buy dog food. Our dogs eat quinoa protein, wheat. And raw liver and meats to get their enzymes. But Jack, we don't have time for that. We're too busy. Yeah, I know. I don't do anything either. One of the things we're going to talk about coming up that we're going to help you with is the fact that we're going to have you stop settling for less. Yes, I could have simply bought some ground beef and a jar of Manwich and poured it out and been done with it. But I took it a little step further, took me maybe 10 more minutes, and suddenly I've got an organic Sloppy Joe that I promise you tastes better. We're going to get the recipe up for you very soon. Anyway, back to pet owners. Pet owners going crazy over... I'm not feeding my dogs chicken doo-doo or cow doo-doo. But no one's getting upset that at the grocery store you go buy a piece of farm salmon that was fed soy. Fish don't eat soy. Fish do not eat chicken doo-doo. And fish do not eat hydrolyzed chicken feathers. Let me describe to you what that is. It's where they take the chicken feathers from all the chicken wings we're eating at the bar, And don't get me wrong, I love chicken wings. But when you have an organic chicken wings, you'll remember why you started liking chicken wings in the first place. And that's why the pablum you're being served at most chicken wing places now, you go, this is always crusty and painful. And after I eat it, it sucks. I could go into a whole show about food. Just pick a food. I'll go into 7 hours of it. Back to where I was. Hydrolyzed chicken feathers is where they boil them down and gather the protein from the spinal, you know, the hard pieces in the feather. I don't think I've ever seen a salmon stop swimming down upstream and go and look out, you know, get on top of the water, look out and look at a bird and go, you know what I need? I need those feathers off that bird, but I need it to be put in a vat with a chemical, stirred around, and then spun, and then the goo that comes out the other side, the protein that comes from that, I want to eat that. I don't think I've ever heard a salmon say that. I've never heard a salmon go swimming downstream near a farm and then suddenly come out and walk out the river right on the edge and go, you smell that? And the other salmon goes, what is that? And he goes, that's chicken doo-doo. God, I wish I had some chicken doo-doo. I'm also positive a salmon has never not one time said, you know what, I'm so glad the soybean industry is massive. As a result, farmed salmon is lower in vitamin D, higher in contaminants, including carcinogens, PCBs, brominated flame retardants, and pesticides, such as dioxin and DDT. What? I thought we banned DDT, Jack. Don't get me started. The most contaminated fish come from Northern Europe, which can be found on American menus. You could eat one of these salmon dinners every 5 months without increasing your risk of cancer, according to the fish contamination study. He said no. He said you cannot eat. You could eat one of these salmon dinners every 5 months and increase your risk of cancer. It's that bad. Some nutritionists, of course, all your doctors and every other human being on TV says the omega-3s outweigh the risks. Well, you know what? If we got our omega-3s the correct way and we stop eating vegetable oils, we'd probably be okay and wouldn't need foreign salmon in the first place. There's also a high level of antibiotics and pesticides used to treat the fish. When you get farmed salmon, you get dosed with the same drugs and same chemicals. The solution is switch to wild-caught Alaska salmon. If the package says fresh Atlantic salmon, it is farmed salmon. There are no commercial fisheries left for wild Atlantic salmon. How about that? The farm director, we're running out of time. I got to make this quick. But let me tell you, give you some real quick ad here that I want to get into. First off, you want to start growing your own stuff. Some people, I've had a lot of people say, you know what, I'm just going to create a little farm in my backyard. But my backyard looks terrible. It looks like a jungle out there. Well, let me tell you what you can do. You can get this guy to fix it. He can make your yard pretty. I want you to go right now to jungletaming.com. Look at the before and after pictures. And this man, Bill Coonsey, he's an expert. An expert. He's the only poison ivy removal service in the Southeast America. Now, his services are not for you to call and say, I need my lawn mowed. His services are not for you to come say, I need, you know, a shrub put in. His services are to restore and beautify when you're ready to make a serious commitment and be able to talk to an expert on landscaping, and gardening, this is who you go to. Sign up today to get his newsletter. And follow, you're going to be following him on Twitter. Jungle Taming. Twitter.com/Jungle Taming. He's going to start giving you tips. Every week you're going to get a Twitter tip. You might get more tweets than just every week. But every week is going to be a specific tip of how to help tame your jungle. JungleTaming.com. Go there today and you can start your farm in your backyard. But only if you're serious. Do not waste an expert's time. Now, back to number four. The farm director won't eat non-organic potatoes. Root vegetables absorb herbicides, pesticides, and fungicides that wind up in the soil more than any other vegetable. In the case of potatoes, the nation's most popular vegetable, potatoes have been treated with fungicides during the growing season. Okay? Sprayed with herbicides to kill off the fibrous vines before harvesting. Do you grasp what I'm saying? They're treated with fungicides while they grow. Then they're sprayed with herbicides to kill the vine that gave birth to the potato underneath. Did you hear me? Then after they're dug up, potatoes are treated again. The potato itself is sprayed again to prevent it from sprouting. I want you to try this experiment. Go buy a conventional potato in the store and try to get it to sprout. It will not. Go buy organic potatoes. Those things are sprouting in a day. People don't know this. When you get an organic potato, you need to put it in the fridge if you want to last it 2 days or 3 days. Or you need to be ready to pop some eyeballs off of it. People have talked to potato growers who say point blank they will never, ever eat the potatoes they sell. They have separate plots that they grow potatoes for themselves. The only solution to this is buy organic potatoes. You cannot wash this out of the potato. We can fix this with our pocketbook and with knowledge and with a little bit of work. My goodness, Jack, you're telling me to work more and more and more. No, I'm not. I'm telling you to be vigilant. I'm telling you it's going to take more work until we all do it, and then it'll be no work. But do not settle. The potato you eat, the fries you're eating at the fast food restaurants, the fries you're getting at the restaurants, all of that is giving you all of what I just told you. The toxicologist will not eat microwave popcorn. I don't use a microwave. I can hear you now. Studies have been proven. Russia has banned a microwave. Other countries are banning microwaves. But they've been in use for thousands of years, and look what, now they haven't. They've been in use for 50 years. And look at our disease rates. But I digress. Jack, you're so crazy. This is going to make people think you're from crazy town. I'm not telling you what I'm not eating. I'm telling you what the toxicologist won't eat. He says chemicals, including perfluorooctanoic acid, PFOA in the lining of the bag are part of the class of compounds linked to infertility in humans. In animal testing, that same chemical causes liver, testicular, and pancreatic cancer. Studies also show, as you know, the chemicals that vaporize migrate into your popcorn. They stay in your body for years and accumulate there. Now, guess what? Manufacturers of popcorn have promised to phase out the PFOA by 2015. What will they put in there next? Oh, I can't wait. Oh. You know how simple it is to pop popcorn, ladies and gentlemen? It takes like 45 more seconds than a microwave. 2 tablespoons of coconut oil. Drop in 2 kernels of popcorn in your pan. God, I'm running out of time. 2 kernels in your pan. Once you hear one of them pop, drop a 1/4 cup of popcorn in your pot. Put the lid on. Wait 90 seconds to 2 minutes, and your popcorn is exactly the same as if it was nuked. The only thing you had to wait on was for that first kernel to pop. Wow, that could take another minute. The farmer won't eat. Remember, I'm telling you what specialists and experts won't eat. Corn-fed beef, cattle evolved to eat grass, not grains. Farmers today feed their animals corn and soybeans, which fatten them up faster for slaughter. If that's the case for cows, I don't want to hear it when you eat it yourself. Recent comprehensive study conducted by the researchers from the ACC champions, Clemson University, found that compared with corn-fed beef, grass-fed beef is higher in beta-carotene, vitamin E, omega-3s, CLA, calcium, magnesium, and potassium, lower in inflammatory omega-6s, lower in saturated fats. So you need to respect the fact that cows are herbivores and does not mean feeding them corn, soy, and chicken doo-doo. That's right, more chicken doo-doo. When you're ready to make a change in your life, I got about 20 seconds here. When you're ready to finally get started, you need to join us up. Follow us on twitter.com/JackHatfield. Go to our sponsors, ToddlerTracks.com, JungleTaming.com, and then to change your diet, your life, your world, go to ChangeYourDietLifeWorld.com. Thank you. I'll see you next time. Change your diet, life, and world, you go to changeyourdietlifeworld.com. This is Jack Havel signing off. For those of you who are still listening to other people, I'll talk to you soon. This is the greatest show on earth.